Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 24, Anime Episode 16. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 16?
Episode 16 is titled Protect Kaya. Usopp Pirate Gang takes action. And, of course, we have our little recap that gets us back to remembering where we were. And then we hit Kaya and the little vegetable boys, the Usopp gang, running through the forest and being chased by Django, which they know because this whistling thing goes through the trees and cuts all the trees around them, chops them up, and it's Django's spinning ring of sharp death, whatever, his hypno ring. And so Django is chasing them. Luffy has also broken the swords of the right hand of Captain Kuro. And just snapped him off right at the fingertips. Kuro is, confronting him. And at one point, he kind of monologues a bit and talks about how pirates are supposed to follow his plans and they should be willing to die at his whim. And, Luffy is just like, I don't know what you're talking about, but Usopp would be a better captain than you. And so that kind of ticks off Captain Kuro, and he starts doing his little stealth foot thing. And he's like saying, oh, tell me about this great Captain Usopp. Where can he surpass me? And Luffy says, composure. You don't know the real meaning of being a pirate. And Kuro attacks with stealth foot, but Luffy does this big arm whip with his long rubber arm, and he defeats the stealth foot maneuver. Everybody, all the pirates are watching all this, and they're like, oh my gosh, he defeated him again, blah, 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 blah. But then Captain Kuro starts swaying back and forth like some kind of weird scarecrow or zombie or something, and Luffy's just like, What are you doing? But the pirate's like, oh no, it's not, is it Shakushi? Is it Shakushi move? And they're like, oh no. And then so whatever this power is that Kuro has, he unleashes it and just kind of disappears in this huge blast of wind. And first there's like a little wind that just brushes Luffy's hair. And then all of a sudden, this is big blast of wing, and this purple dust, this purple smoke, just kind of travels all the way down the incline there. And then the next thing you know, Nami comes out. She comes out of the ship and just in time to see all this happen, as all of a sudden, tons of pirates are getting cut down by this invisible Captain Kuro. And Luffy is taking quite a lot of damage, getting slashed up on his arms and then his legs, and then finally he gets slashed across his chest. Even, because Kuro's even like big slashes are appearing in the ground and the rock walls, and it's like, this is a crazy attack. I don't know how it works, but it's really, really deadly. But Luffy's like just kind of holding out, just kind of like almost just tolerating these slashes and biding his time, and finally he gets slashed across the chest, and it seems like he actually lured Kuro in close enough to then grab him and fling him over and slam him down into the ground. He gets he beats Kuro down again for a minute, but then he looks at his straw hat laying on the ground, and that reminds him, I think, of all the stuff that Shanks taught him, and he says, I will never become a man like you. Luffy runs because, Kuro's doing that Shakushi thing again, swaying, and disappears just as Luffy like runs straight at him and runs through where he was, and then turns like, what? And then we cut to Django, who gets tricked by the Onion Gang, by the Usopp pirates, and they drop a big log on his foot, and they beat him on the head, and you know they're attacking him, but you know, once he gathers himself, then he easily tosses them into trees and beats them, and he is about to finish them off when Kaya shows herself to stop him from, you know, killing the boys. And so she does a trick too. She lures Django in enough to steal one of his Django hypno ring away from him, and she holds the blade close to her throat and threatens him like, I will do it, I will kill myself, which is Django's like, oh wait, no, don't do that, because that screws up, then I can't fulfill my promise to Captain Kuro. So he says he'll let the boys go, and then he takes the ring from her and makes her write the will that says that, you know, she's gonna will all of her money to the butler. And then he grabs her and he's about to kill her when finally we get Zoro and Usopp, who've been running through the forest in the wrong direction again, of course, and they finally figured out, they heard the cries. And so Usopp's been on Zoro's shoulder as Zoro runs. And Usopp's like, over there. And he's like patting Zoro on the chest. And it's like, you know, ow, I just got hurt there, by the way. And so they run to the rescue. And then we cut back to Luffy, who takes another bloody shakushi hit. And it's a cliffhanger again as we go to be continued.
Who is Peeman?
This is one of the Usopp pirates. He is green. Green onion? Can't exactly remember. No, there's brown onion, there's carrot, and then there's green rutabaga, green salad, green, I don't know. Anyway, I'm sure someone will tell me. But yes, he is one of Usopp's pirate boys. He has green hair and he wears a green shirt, and he is very loyal to Usopp and trying to protect Miss Kaya.
Who is Tamanagi?
This is the English translation is brown onion. I believe this is Tamanagi. And he is got brown hair with a little sprig coming off the top of his head of hair. He wears glasses, yellow shirt, blue vest, and he is another one of Usopp's junior pirates.
Who is Carrot?
Who is Ninjin?
This is translated to English as Carrot, and he has a red hat with skull and crossbones and purple hair that covers his eyes, and he likes to make a little kind of tennis racket into his weapon of choice, wears a gray shirt, and is another one of Usopp's pirate clan.
Who is Django the Hypnotist?
This is Django, and he is a hypnotist. He wears a blue long coat and a big wide brim blue hat. He likes to throw deadly rings of steel or use them as hypno discs to hypnotize his subjects. And he has long stringy hair and enjoys wearing heart-shaped red sunglasses.
Who is Kaya?
This is Kaya, the rich girl who lives in the mansion. She has blonde hair. Currently, she's outdoors, so she's wearing a long coat to keep herself warm because she is generally a sickly person who has to stay in bed a lot.
Who is Captain Kuro?
This is Captain Kuro. poses as the butler to Kaya and her family, but he is actually a villainous pirate captain. He has a butler's outfit, including a very curly white collar, long tie, and long coat with gold embroidery. He has glasses and has a habit of pushing them up with his palm. And when he attacks as Captain Kuro, he wears gloves that are like cat gloves with really long sword nail knives for fingertips. Shakushi.
Who is Nami?
This is Nami. She is the navigator for Luffy's Straw Hat Pirates. She has orangish red hair. Wears a white and blue top and an orange skirt, and her weapon of choice is a staff. She has been looking to recover her treasure and see what pirate treasure she can get from the pirate ship. She is also currently holding her shoulder because she is wounded. Currently, she is witnessing the destruction of the pirate crew at the hands of their own Captain Kuro, who is attacking with the Shakushi move.
Who is Monkey D. Luffy?
Here is Monkey D. Luffy in the midst of battle. He normally wears a straw hat, but right now it has fallen off. He wears a red vest and denim blue shorts and sandals. Currently he is very wounded. He has many slashes across his arms and legs from his battle that is raging between him and Captain Kuro.
Who is Usopp?
Who is Roronoa Zoro? Roronoa. 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 Roa. Roro. God damn it. Roro. Roronoa. Roronoa.
Roronoa.
Roronoa.
Roronoa.
Who is Roronoa Zoro? Roronoa Zoro!
Who is Roronoa Zora? Who is Roronoa Zoa? Zoro. God, I am tongue-tied. Roronoa Zoro.
Here are Usopp being carried by Roronoa Zoro. Usopp is considers himself a captain. He wears brown overalls and a sash on his head, neckerchief kind of tied on his head. He's currently wearing goggles as well, and he's very beat up in this episode because Captain Kuro really did a terrible attack on him. So he's currently being carried by Zoro, who we can see was also slashed by the Nyabon brothers across the chest, but he still has the strength to carry Usopp on his shoulder as they run through the forest searching for Nami.
What was the setting in this episode?
The settings of this episode were largely like the previous ones. We are doing the action on the slope between the beach and the clifftops. Also, the pirate ship that Nami is on. With a little flashback to the pirate captain in the hold in his cabin. And then there's also a good bit of time in the forest, running through the forest. On the pirate ship, Nami was on the deck. And then we also had a very brief flashback to Captain Kuro.
What was the combat in this episode?
Well, we saw the conclusion at the beginning of Luffy's boulder attack from the previous episode, where he slammed the boulder into Kuro and the right hand knives all broke off. Then following that, we had Kuro doing stealth foot, but Luffy defeating that with a big rubber arm whip, which he did not say Gomo Gomo no something, so I'm not sure what that one was called. But after that, then Captain Kuro began to do the Shakushi move, which began with swaying and looked just really weird and strange. And then all of a sudden he disappears and it becomes this chaos of murder as he just flies around at light speed or whatever, slashing everybody in sight. They said even he doesn't know who he's attacking when he gets into this headspace of fighting. Luffy took a lot of damage during that. A lot of the pirates took damage or were killed. Luffy took damage on his arms, legs, chest, finally managed to grab Kuro and slam him down into the rock again. And then another Shikushi attack began. We also had Django chasing the boys and Kaya through the forest and using his hypno disc as basically a boomerang kind of buzzsaw to cut through trees. Then the boys did a bit of attacking on Django, including tricking him into walking up to a big boulder and then dropping a big log on his foot. And then attacking him. But Django threw them off and they went flying into trees and rocks. And then we finished with another bloody Shakushi hit to Luffy.
Good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
The Shakushi move is very weird. What the heck is he doing? Just swaying back and forth like that with his head down and his arms swaying. He looks like some kind of crazy scarecrow man or something. But it's a very deadly attack. I'll be curious to see how Luffy survives, because obviously he's in a lot more episodes after this.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 16. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!